Okay, this is a voice recording for Brachos Daf Ches Amid Aleph. So we did this last time also, but we'll repeat it now. My dichsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Vanis filasei lacha Hashem Eis Ratzon"? My prayers to you, Hashem, are in an Eis Ratzon, in a time of Ratzon, willingness, of positive energy, positive time. Amosai Eis Ratzon. When is a time which is an Eis Ratzon, a good time, an acceptable time? B'shal Shat Tzibur Mispalim. That is a time when the tzibur is davening. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina said like this: Ko Amar Hashem Be'is Ratzon in Isicha. Hashem said, I will answer you in an Eis Ratzon. Rabbi Achab Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha. Hein Kel Kabir V'lo Yimas. Right, the Kodesh Baruch will not reject the prayers. Uchsev Poda B'Shalom Nafshi. Poda B'Shalom Nafshi Mikrav Li Ki B'Rabim Haya Imadi. So he says that Hashem will redeem my soul in peace. Why? Mikrav li, he'll draw close to me, ki berabim hayu imadi, because there were masses, there were many with me. So you see, Hashem likes it when you daven together with the masses. Tanya Rami Yochi, the Brice which supports this. Rabbi Nassan Omer, minayin shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilos m'shel rabim. How do we know Hashem will not reject, he will not be disgusted by the tefillah of the masses? Shenemar hein kel kabir v'lo yimas. Right, he quotes the second half of the pasuk, ki rab mayu imadi, because there were many people with him, therefore he comes close to me and he redeems me. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol osik b'torah v'gnos chasadim u'mispal imat tzibur, a person who involves himself with Torah and chesed and he davens with a minyan, ma'alani alav ki ilu peda'ani li'olvanai mibein umos ha'olam, I consider him as if he redeemed myself, he redeemed me and my children from amongst the non-Jews, the nations of the world. Amresh Lakish, call me Shiesh Lo Beis HaKnesses B'Irovein or Nechmas L'Shalom Nispal, Nikra Shachin Ra. We saw this in Shir, that someone who has a shul in his neighborhood and he doesn't go into the shul to daven is called a bad neighbor. Shenemar Ko Amar Hashem El Kol Shechenei Haraim Hanog im benachalo asher hinchalti es ami es Yisrael. Right? So he says, this is what Hashem says to all of the bad neighbors who affect or they touch on the inheritance that I gave over to my nation. Lo'od, and not just that, el shagorim galus lo'olavanam. He also causes himself and his children to go into galus. How do we know? Shenemar hinani, right? This is the same exact pasuk. Hinani, note Sham me'al ad masam. I'm going to remove them from their land. V'espes Yehuda atosh mitocham. And I'm going to remove them. I'm going to take away the house of Yehuda from within them. Amrulei Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Ika sabi b'Bavel. Are there old people in Bavel? Right. So they told him there are old people in Bavel. And Tama, he was very surprised by this. V'amr l'man yirbu yimechem v'yibinechem alo adama. It says specifically, you'll have a long life, al ha'adama, which is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So you could live to a long life in Eretz Yisrael. How could there be elderly people living long lives in Bavel? Aval b'chutz la'aretz lo. They shouldn't be able to live long lives in chutz la'aretz. Kevan d'amri le'i mekadmi u'mechashchi le'vei kenishta. But then they told Rabbi Yochanan, no, these people, they stay late and they come early, or they come early and they stay late to shul. Omar Hainu de Ahanile, this is what is doing it for them. This is why they have success in having a long life. Kidam Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Livne, Kadima Bachashikhuva Ailove, Knishtaki Echi de Torhu Chaye. Right? He said to them, you want to have a long life, make sure you show up early and leave late from Shul. Omar Bachab Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, Ashrei Adam Shamea, Lila Shaked, Aldal Sosai, Yom, Yom, Lishmar Mizaz Pischi. Right? So it says, fortune is the man who listens to me, to constantly show up on my doorstep at every single day and to guard the entrances to my house. Uksiv basrei. And then it says, ki motza'ei motza chayim. Right? So this is the pasuk that teaches it. I read Mikra as what is the pasuk that supports what Rabbi Yochanan just said. So this is the pasuk. If you find this, you have found life. Amar Rav Chisda, lo'olam ikanis adam shnei psachim beveis haknesses. You should always enter two lengths of the door into the shul. Shnei psachim salkadaita, what? Two doorways? El ema shi'ur shnei psachim. Sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit. It's the amount of two lengths into the two doorways into the shul. V'achar kach yisbal nen shedavin. Didn't daven by the back door like you look like you got 1 foot out the door already. Al zos yispalo kol chasid. So now we start with a new pasuk. This is what all righteous people should daven for. Elecha to you Hashem le'eis mitzo. for a time in which it is found. So what is Eis Mitzvah? What are we looking for that we want to daven for? It's very important. So Amar Chanina le'Eis Mitzvah zu Isha. It means to find a good wife. Shenema Matza Isha Matza Tov. Right? You have found a woman, you have found goodness. B'marava kinasev enish isasa. In Eretz Yisrael, when a person got married, Amar Le'i, they said to him, Hachi, this is what they said to him. Matza o motza. Is it going to be a matza or is it going to be a motza? Matza, dichsim, matza isha, matza tov, yafek rishon, ritzon, mehashem. The word matza, meaning your marriage, could be a matza, which, based on the pasuk of matza isha, matza tov, if you have found a wife, you have found something good, and it's going to bring forth goodwill from Hashem. Motza, what is motza? So also, in Koheles, it says, umotzani marmi mavis asa isha. I've found something more bitter than death, and it is a wife. So this could be the best thing that ever happened to you. Could be the worst thing that ever happened to you. It is up to you. Rabbi Nassan, so that's the first Eis Mitzvah. Second Eis Mitzvah. Rabbi Nassan, Amalei Eis Mitzvah Zu Torah. It means you should always daven to be around Torah. So it's easy to learn. Shenemar ki motza e matza chayim. If you have found it, you have found life. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, I just gave him smicha. Sorry, Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar le Eis Mitzvah Zu Misa. It means to have a pleasant death. Shenemar, Lamaves totsaos, right? So lashon of finding. Lamaves totsaos. So you want to find a good death. Fine. You want to have a pleasant death. Tanya Namiach, we have another brice. We have a brice which supports this. Teisha meos or shlosha mine misa nivru ba'olam. There are many, many types of death. 903 types of death that were created in the world. Shenemar lamaves totsaos. Totsaos bigamatria hachi hava. That is what it equals to in gematria. You can do it at home, right? At 903. So kasha shibakul an askara. The worst way to die is askara, respiratory problem. Nicha shibakul an nishika. And the easiest way, the most pleasant way to die is by a kiss. Meaning Hashem kisses you, you die misas nishika. Askara damya kechizra begvara da amra de la achore nashra. Right, so basically, it's like you have to taking the neshama out of a person who's dying with askara. It's like ripping a thorn out of the middle of a ball of wool. You basically rip out all the wool from the inside. It's super hard and rips out the wool to shreds. And it's like your kishkas are being ripped out from inside of you. That's the pain of askara. Not so pleasant. Vigadami kipiture b'fi v'shat or v'shat veshet. Sorry, kipiture b'fi veshet. Right, or it's again pain, respiratory pain. Nishika, what about misa nishika? Dame kemishchal benisa mechal. It's like just if there's something, a little hair or something floating on the top of a cup of milk, just to take it right out, comes right out, no mas, no fuss. So that's how your neshama comes out if you die misa nishika. Rav Yochanan Amar le'Eis Mitzvah Zukvur, another possibility. What are we up to, number four now? Eis Mitzvah is a good burial plot. Amar Rav Chanina Maikra, where do we find this in the Torah? So it says, in the Torah, smechem elai gil yasisu, Kiyimtsu kever, so you see Lashon also, you'll rejoice because you found a kever, right? So you found a good place to be buried. And it's Lashon Yimtsu, so it's Eis Mitzvah. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Hainu Damri Inche, Libo Yinish Rachme Afilu Al Ad Zibula Basraisa, right? Shalma, right? So he says you should daven even until the last of clump of dirt is placed upon your grave. Right, that's how Rashi explains that phrase. Mar zutra amar le'eis mitzos beis haknesses. It means you should beis hakise. Sorry, you should find a good bathroom. In those days, it was not a pashuta thing to be near a bathroom, and it was a lifestyle issue. So, if you had a bathroom near where you were, that was very positive. Amar b'marav, and they said in Eretz Yisrael, ha'da mar zutra adiva mikulu. The truth be told, mar zutra is the best explanation. Okay, that's hard to understand, but that's what the Gemara says. At least that's what they said in my Rava. Amra le Rava le Rafan bar Papa. Rava said to Rafan bar Papa, le malan mar mehani mile me'al yisa da amrit mishmei de Rav Chizda v'mile de Be'knishta. Tell us one of those great halachos, one of those awesome things that they used to say in the name of Rav Chizda when it comes to matters pertaining to Beis HaKnesses. Meaning apparently Rafan bar Papa had a lot of Torah from Rav Chizda. So he wants to know, tell me something good from Rav Chisda when it comes to the laws of Beis HaKnesses. Amar Lehachi Amar Rav Chisda. This is what Rav Chisda said. My dichsiv Oiv Hashem Sha'arim Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. What does it mean? It says in the pasuk that Hashem loves the gates of Tzion from all the dwelling places, more so than the dwelling places of Yaakov. Oiv Hashem Sha'arim Hamitzuyanim Bahalacha Yosim Yibatei Knesios Yibatei Midrashos. Hashem loves places where learning is going on. They're constantly learning halacha even more than a regular Beis HaMedrash or Beis HaKnesses. From the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and the Shekhinah was sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, where do you find a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Specifically or only in the four Amos where Halacha is being studied. So here it seems that the Gemara is understanding the word Beis Medrash, a place where they hold drushos, but not where they learn Halacha, not where they learn lumdis of Gemara, a place where they say nice vortlach on the Parsha or whatever it is, but not a place of serious intense learning. V'amar Abaye Meresha v'Garisna b'go Besa u'Matzlina b'Vei Knishta. Originally, I used to learn at home. It probably means a Beis Medrash, but even if it doesn't, I used to learn at home, and I would daven in a Beis HaKnesses. Kevin d'Shamana l'Hadam Rav Chiya Barami Mishmei d'Ulam Yom Shchar Beis Hamikdash Shein L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Olam El Abra Shem Alalacha B'Vad Lo Hava Matzlina Elahecha d'Garisna. So he says, once I heard this statement that Hashem is in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha, I bedafka would daven where I would learn. Rabbi Yami Rabasi, and along these same lines, Rabbi Yami Rabasi, Af al Gav da Havu Luhu Tleisar Bei Knishta Bitveria, Lo Matzlu Ella Beni Amud Eicha da Havu Garse. Rabbi Yami Rabasi, even though there were 13 Batei Knesios in Tveria, they dafka davened where they would learn. They davened in their base medrash. Now, just a stam thing. Gadol hanenem yigio yoser miyari shemayim. It's greater to benefit from your own hard work even than stam having yirishemayim. The ilu gabi yirishemayim ksiv ashrei ish yareis Hashem. It says, fortunate is the person who fears Hashem. The ilu gabi nenem yigio ksiv. But when it says about a person who gets benefit from his own hard work, it says, Yigi chapecha kisochel ashrecha vitov lach. Ashrecha bolam hazeh vitov lach bolam haba. Not only is it good for you in this world, it's good for you in the next world. Gabi Yerushimayim vitov lach lo ksivbe. It doesn't say by Yerushimayim, it's good for you, it just says ashrecha. So it's a little less. Vam rabchi barami mishmei du'ula liolam yadur adam v'makom rabo. You should always live near your Rebbe. Shekol zman shemat sheshimi ben geira kayim lo nasa shlomo es bas paro. As long as Shimon ben Gera was alive, Shlomo Melch did not marry Bas Parva. Hatanya al Yadur. We have a brisa which says you should not live near your Rebbe. Lo kasha had the chayef le, had the lo chayef le. One's talking about a place where you are subservient to your Rebbe, so obviously you should live near him. If you're not subservient to your Rebbe, you think already you've graduated. Now you know better than he does, so definitely don't live near him, because then you're just going to be violating his words in front of him. It's even worse. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rav Ami, my dichsiv va'ozve Hashem yichlu. Those who abandon Hashem, what does it mean when it says in the Torah, those who abandon, and Yishayo, sorry, those who abandon Hashem will be expired, they're going to get be destroyed. Zeh HaMeniach Sefer Torah V'yotze, right? I think the Bacha, it's Kishu Pasucha, something like that, or Kishu Pasuach, right? If you leave a Sefer Torah open and you walk out, that's talking about you're not allowed to walk out of shul while the Sefer Torah is open and being read from. Rabbi Yavo, nothing being Gavra L'Gavra. But Rabbi Yavo held you could leave, or he did leave, between Aliyos. Boy, Rav Papa, Bein Psuka L'Psuka Mahu, are you allowed to leave in between Psukim? Because in those days, the Meturgamon would translate and explain the Psukim, each Pasuk by Pasuk. So maybe that's considered an interruption as well. Teiku, we're not sure if you're allowed to leave in between Psukim. Rav Sheshes, Mahadar Abbe Vigaris. Rav Sheshes used to just turn into the corner, and he would face the other direction, and he would sit and learn. Amra, Nan Bididan, V'inu Bididhu. We're doing our thing, they are doing their thing. Okay, that requires a lot of explanation. There's Tosos here. Many Rishonim discuss this. How could he just do that when everybody was reading from the Torah? How could he just not pay attention like that? Amar Avuna Bar Yuda, Amar Rabbi Ami Laolam Yashlam Adam Parshiosav Im Hatzibur Shnai Mikravecha Targum. Really, a person should always finish learning the Parsha of the week with, or his Parshios, with the Tzibur. He should do Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum. He should read the words twice, and he should read the Targum once. Then the Gemara continues on to the next Amid. V'afilu Ataras V'divon. Even the Pasuk of Ataras V'divon, which doesn't really have any Targum. Shekol HaMashlim Parshios. It's just a list of places. It's in Parshas Matos when the B'nai Gadim and Reuven come to Moshe, and they say, these are excellent places. We want to live there. On the other side of the Yarden, they list them off Ataras V'divon, etc., etc. Shekol ha-mashlam parashos ma-tzibur ma-richam lo yamo v'shnosav. If you finish Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum, you will have a lengthy life and lengthy days. Okay, we're going to stop here momentarily, and we will continue next.